This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The nation's top U.S. military officer is speaking publicly for the first time about those calls he made to his Chinese counterpart during the final months of Donald Trump's presidency. General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says the calls were routine and were made to ensure strategic stability. Milley has been at the center of a firestorm amid reports that he made two calls to the Chinese to assure them that the U.S. was not going to suddenly go to war with China. Security's ramped up around the U.S. Capitol building ahead of tomorrow's rally. Protesters are supporting those charged in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Congressman Adam Kinzinger, a Republican from Illinois, says the ralliers are denying the facts.
There is a denialism that January 6th was what it was. That is a belief that I think not only has held steady, even has in some cases grown to say that it was peaceful.
Federal regulators have approved a drug from Eli Lilly as a preventative medicine against COVID. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
It's a new use for Eli Lilly's monoclonal antibody drug combination, bamlanivimab and etesevimab, previously authorized as a treatment for high-risk patients who had contracted COVID-19. Now, under an emergency use authorization, the medicines can be used to prevent disease in people who've been recently exposed to the virus, age 12 and over. Earlier this summer, a similar drug made by competitor Regeneron was authorized for preventive use.
United Airlines suffered a brief system outage early this morning, and the FAA issued a ground stop of less than an hour for all United flights. The ground stop order was lifted before 8 this morning. This is AP News. Trials underway in Austria over the government's handling of a COVID outbreak at an alpine ski resort during the early days of the pandemic.
Relatives say the virus resulted in unnecessary infections and deaths. The widow and son of an elderly Austrian man who died in Ischgl are seeking around $117,000 compensation from the government. Theirs is seen as a test case for a larger class actions involving hundreds who fell ill in early 2020. The outbreak in Ischgl, a popular resort in Western Austria, is considered one of Europe's earliest super spreader events of the pandemic. An independent commission has concluded authorities acted too slowly to shut down ski resorts. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Gas is $3.19 a gallon as we prepare to begin the weekend, about a dollar higher than last year at this time. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.